You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Mile Surprises. Did you just start the miles again, Mom? Dominic asked. She smiled at him from the rear view mirror. She didn't have to answer. He saw her do it. But we weren't fighting this time, he insisted. Vinny argued. Yes, we were. You called me that bad word again, and you wouldn't hand me a snack, and the snacks are too hard for me to reach from my car seat. He was almost crying. Liar, Dominic yelled, and Mom pressed the button to start the miles again. The beginning of their road trips never started well, but they always figured it out. The surprises were worth it. She had to restart the miles 3 times already, and they were only about 30 miles into a 1,000-mile road trip to New York. For every 100 miles they went without fighting, they could pick a surprise from the gift bag. Dominic was older, so he did the math. With a 1,000-mile trip, they could end up with 10 surprises each. Yes, it took Mom a lot of time to collect 40 little surprises and wrap them all. 10 for each boy to New York and 10 for each going home. But it was worth it for her, too. They found ways to get along just to get those gifts. If we go about 75 miles an hour, Dominic, how long will it take to get a surprise if you get along? Dad asked. Dad, it's summer, and I don't have to do story problems, he answered. Mom looked in the mirror again and saw him trying to figure it out. After those first 3 restarts, she didn't have to press the button again all that day. Their surprises were Hot Wheels and Legos and action figures and candy and coloring books and kaleidoscopes. The new toys kept them happily playing, and the 100-mile marks came quickly. At the end of the day, they were asleep, and Dad drove the last 4 hours in silence. Mom was asleep, too. In the morning, the boys woke in a Manhattan hotel. They couldn't even remember arriving or getting into bed. Then Dominic realized something. Wait, he said. If we were sleeping for the last 300 miles, we weren't fighting, right? So we each get 3 more surprises? Mom rolled her eyes at his logic, but it did make sense. They each got to 3 more surprises. There was gum and flashlights, and the final surprise was a 6-inch scale model of the Statue of Liberty. What is this? Vinny asked. I think I've seen it before. Dad answered, that's a tiny Statue of Liberty, and we're going to the real one today. Dominic yelled, 1 hour and 20 minutes? That's how long it takes to get another surprise at 75 miles an hour.
Took you long enough, dweeb, Vinny taunted.
Dominic opened his mouth to argue, and boys, Mom interrupted. You're going to learn how long it took that gigantic statue to get to America from France on a ship. But you won't have to do the math. It's gigantic? Vinny asked, looking down at the little statue in his hand. So gigantic that you might not even be able to climb to the top of it, Dad teased. I will, Dominic said as he climbed back into the car. But Vinny, this time he stopped himself. He didn't need to start a fight first thing in the morning. Maybe he could wait until lunch today.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!